Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting second. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The first baseman, Ivan Calderon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Greg Hibbert. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fifth. The DH, Rick Shue. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Williams. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Mike Brumley. Batting 9th. The third baseman, Doug Strange. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strange fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strange fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Heath steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath moves to third. Two outs. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley hits a pop-up towards first. Calderon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher strikes out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strange fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Gallagher now playing right field. Sammy Sosa now playing center field. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Boston. Ward reaches second base with a double. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shue is 0 for 1 in the game. Shue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Boston. Bergman reaches second base with a double. Ward scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 0 for 1 in the game. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa is 0 for 1 in the game. Sosa hits a pop-up towards short. Brumley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strange fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 1 in the game. Strange hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 0 for 2 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Strange moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. Strange moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strange fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers too. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shue is 0 for 2 in the game. Shue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shue moves to second. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bergman bunts towards the mound. Hibbard fields it and throws to first for the out. Shue moves to third. Williams moves to second. One out. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 0 for 2 in the game. Brumley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shue scores. Williams scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Tom McCarthy now pitching. Doug Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strange takes first base on ball 4. Brumley moves to second. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pettis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brumley scores. Strange moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Don Paul now pitching. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Lussard are now playing left field. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. Boston hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa is 0 for 2 in the game. Sosa strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a pop-up towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 3 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Lussard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lussard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Boston. Shue reaches second base with a double. Lussard goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Tigers. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Gallagher picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gallagher. Shue scores. Williams moves to second. It's 7-3, Tigers. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Calderon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bergman for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brumley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lusardier. Calderon reaches second base with a double. Fletcher moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fletcher scores. Calderon moves to third. One out. It's 7-4, Tigers. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Calderon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Tigers. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Patterson now pitching. Doug Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strange hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pettis takes first base on ball 4. Strange moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk throws to Gielen, and they have Strange in a rundown. The throw to Martinez, who applies the tag, and Strange is out. One out. Barry Jones now pitching. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Pettis moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Lusardier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lusardier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lusardier hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boston strikes out. One out. Lance Johnson pinch hits for Sammy Sosa. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gielen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pettis. Gielen reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Mike Henman now pitching. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 4 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strange fields it and throws to home to get Johnson. Dillon moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.